Work started on this stretch of the Ice Age Trail system 2 summers ago as underbrush was raked and cleared along the Plover River in eastern Marathon County. Dick Pernsteiner, who was then the volunteer chapter coordinator for the trail, called that stretch of the river a hidden jewel.
It's full of rocks with moss covering on them, a lot of trees here. It's always open. It's clear water. It's just as bright and clear as you can imagine here. It's a trout stream.
Last week, dozens of volunteers from several states pushed the trail system further north and brought it closer to completion. Tim Malzahn is the director of field operations for the Ice Age Trail Alliance.
Last week, we had volunteers from all over the state of Wisconsin and neighboring states join us to construct 1,029 feet of elevated boardwalk through a cedar-dominated wetland.
Malzahn says the new stretch of trail contains a row of boulders that marks the furthest reach of the Ice Age glaciers.
They were moved by ice and water. As the glacier melted, tremendous volumes of water were released, and these boulders were repositioned on the landscape.
There's still more work to be done. Malzahn expects the Plover River segment to open to the public sometime next summer. The 1,200-mile-long Ice Age Trail is one of only 11 federally designated national scenic trails in the U.S. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.